Face with the projector, and you watch as a small flying holographic bat pops up in front of you, kind of flaps around looking at you. It looks very, very similar to the ones that you fought, or perhaps a little more sturdy. Nice. But yeah, you realize it's being processed just from a very small projector that you can take out of this box, like a single crystal with a little bit of techno magic processing power attached to it.
Okay.
And it says, initializing language download. Nishlin Mach Por Foreign Goal. Hello, designated parolee Lakarta Sprout from the Noxon Correctional Institutional System, or NCIS for short. How are you?
All right. To be continued. I'm done.
Oh man. Oh, I can't believe you've done this.
I'm good. Little bat. You don't need to I appreciate your enthusiasm for the small details, all the little things. Small things. You know, the abbreviations. You can skip all that stuff. That's fine. What you doing?
I have downloaded your language module and interacted with your soft penile wares. I apologize. I meant to say your penal soft wares.
What's happening right now?
There are some inconsistencies between our language model's skill. I'm still downloading in the background.
No worries. Take your time.
I'm going to say penal? Penal? Like prisons?
Yes. Penal software.
Oh, okay.
I am a hardlight construct without designation. Would you mind giving this unit classification, Lakartus?
Oh, absolutely. After all the nonsense I've just witnessed, I'm going to call you Ferngully. How about that?
Ferngully. Ferngully. Sounds like it is copyright stricken. Can we shorten it?
Drew just flat out stood up and left.
Oh man.
I love it.
Is it possible to shorten, or can we just call me NCIS?
Or Batty from Ferngully.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not much of a namer. What would you like? Maybe like a really cool name, like a really bad tough name.
What about Ferngully Bat Inspector, FBI for short.
You left a G out, but all right.
We have a
Ferngully is one word in my mind.
We have a bat themed. Prison construct, we have to call it Bruce.
Bruce. Oh, okay. Bruce.
Mm. Are you trying to acronym Bruce?
You're spelling it this way and you can't stop me.
In some way, B-R-O-O-S-E?
Yes. I will accept Bruce. It sounds cool. It sounds like I'm tough. And I am tough. And I can fly. You watch as this little bat kind of flies around your shoulder. I'm sorry, I had to connect with the pre-existing software in your brain to merge our languages. I hope you do not mind, Lakarta Sprout.
Nah, I don't mind at all. There's a lot of room up there, so make yourself at home.
Yeah, yes, I'm used to cavernous spaces.
Oh, good.
Being a bat, but...
Well, you know,
you have
one too many falls down the stairs and you get a lot of extra attic space.
You have watched so much Eoxian reality TV. I did not know there were this many hours in the day. Anyway, I can assist you in translation and perform simple tasks like get it, go get that. And I can also help to translate the code from your Noxon penal device.
Okay.
You aren't allowed to do a lot of things, and I can remind you which things you can't do.
Oh, you know, that would be kind of really nice, because when they were talking about all the stuff that, like, you know,
rule number one that you just broke, thanks. You are not allowed to download any external software.
Oh, that wasn't my fault. You're the one who downloaded yourself device. Into my brain. Shouldn't you check those things before you do them?
Sorry, it is on the user to follow all rules. They were laid out in a document that you signed. Anyway, Tyler, this is you get a free level one construct familiar named Bruce.
That's awesome. I'll take Bruce.
Unfortunately, you don't have the feat, the ability to have a familiar right now. So if Bruce dies, you cannot bring Bruce back. Bruce is gone forever. Five ever. Really.
I will work on getting the feat so I can bring Bruce back.
Okay, well, I think you have to be a spellcaster, so good luck.
Oh, good. Multi-classing. I love throwing the efficiency of my class in the toilet, so this will be a natural twist and turn.
Yeah, they got some stats. They got some stats for Bruce. Awesome. They're not great. Don't get excited.
Where does Bruce hide? Does Bruce just, like, de-hologram when I don't want them around?
Yeah, I think you could take the crystal out and kind of activate, deactivate as you want, but he'd prefer to stick around and make pithy comments.
Okay, well, he can hang out on my shoulder, I guess, or wherever, as long as he is hidden in the jacket when combat starts so that he's not targetable.
Sounds good. All right, let's go. I am Bruce. Bruce will introduce himself to Tavra and give her PTSD from being attacked by these things a second ago. Hello.
Was there any, like, message or anything that we should show Bruce to see if he can help with translation that would be helpful?
I mean, can Bruce tell us anything about this facility that we don't know?
Yes, you are currently in Station Alpha of the Eoxian space station, and I was the projector here for 20 years, and now I'm yours. How are you guys doing?
I'm sorry to interrupt. Does anyone else have the Batty rap from Fern Gully stuck in your head right now?
My name is Batty.
My thinking is erratic.
No, but now I do. Great, Jabir. I'm gonna go to the bathroom real quick. So you guys, you talk about what you want to do next.
You talk about Fern Gully.
You talk about Fern Gully. I'm not gonna stop you. Be right back.
Drew, no, I don't think I've seen Fern Gully since I was a little kid. Like, I've never seen it.
Tyler, for the record, I'm having a lower back pain issue, and I just needed to stretch it out. I just used that as a great opportunity to do it.
I was just like, oh my gosh. I was like, did Fern Gully hurt Drew? Like,
I've never seen it.
Okay. Dude, I only remember that movie because I had to really question some things with Tim Curry voicing the sludge and stuff, the toxic.
It's so good. That's a good scene.
Oh my gosh. I was just like, yo.
You're like, am I?
Am I in love with pollution?
Yeah. I was like, am I one of the bad guys from Captain Planet?
Honestly, it's a movie that does not hold up super well, unfortunately. But I have fond memories of it, and I ended up being engaged to someone named Krista. So
yeah, well, we've all worked out.
Who voiced Batty? Was it Robin Williams?
Robin Williams. Yeah. I do randomly now.
It was apparently like this big deal with Disney where it was like they really wanted him to do Genie, they really wanted him to do Aladdin, but he was like, but no, I'm working on this other animation project right now, I really want to finish this first. And they apparently like did some real underhanded shady shit to like screw with this movie.
Just well, what, to get what him off the project so that he'd come and do their thing. And it's like, that's not how you usually get people to do what you want. But
yeah. Like, they soured because they had a deal with Robin Williams that they did not live up to.
Oh, yeah.
And he refused to work with them for a while until the third Aladdin.
Yeah, wasn't it post Aladdin 1, they wanted him to do Aladdin 2, and he refused because he was doing this and some stuff happened.
Yeah, but he also, like, they had a deal where, like, they would not merchandise his voice or something. There was something that he had.
Oh, yeah, that definitely didn't happen. They definitely didn't merchandise the genie's voice.
He said, fuck you guys. I'm done. And
I guess still talking about Ferngully?
We're talking about
Well, we moved Robin on Williams. To Aladdin, but anyway.
Robin Williams.
I think we want to go north down the hallway, right?
Yes. Yes.
We have been in this room for a full work day, so let's...
Right, but there is a room right across the hall.
Yep.
That we have not gone into.
Those are pretty much your two options.
Yeah, let's go... Let's do the room across the hall just to...
Okay.
Because it's right
for
there.
Due diligence.
What if it's the bathroom?
Well, I can't see anything because Patrick has the thing off.
What's up?
I can't open the door. Token.
Why not? What do you do?
I think I'm just being punished in general.
Boop. I think it's probably is
show me what's happening in this system. Room, man.
I will do so in due time.
Oh boy. Playing scats all over the place.
So this room was holographic bats. This room's gonna be holographic scorpions.
More. Yeah. Oh, it's all holograms all the way down.
The never-ending debate over what's cooler, bats or scorpions.
Right. Can give you a brief description here as you open up the door and see what looks like a number of maybe a dozen or so bunk beds with a completely deteriorated bedding. Along the walls behind what looks like a number of kind of privacy curtains. There's some shower facilities here, card tables in the middle, scattered items on top, and a cracked vid screen hanging near the wall here. You guys moving into this space? You taking a look around here? It seems to be a pretty large chunk of this side of the station.
Should we roll like maybe a perception check to see like what we kind of spy or...
I think you should. Into the initiative turn order.
Oh, what? It's going to be the scorpions.
It's nothing but scorpions. Here they come for you.
If it turns out to be scorpions, I just guessed it. I don't actually know.
No, it's a fight, all right. And if you're up for it, this one, the voting has shifted to... starting at moderate, which is the kind of medium setting, or you can have a severe combat or a extreme combat. That is as high as the difficulty gets.
All right.
Those are your options, and I have it here somewhere. Hold on, sorry.
And so we're just forgoing easy mode now?
There's just no easy mode for this encounter, I imagine.
No. I will put the descriptions in the chat here. Trivial is like the super easy for difficulties. Low, moderate, severe, and extreme. For low and moderate, you have a potential for a hero point after combat. Severe, you get a hero point guaranteed after the encounter. In extreme, you get one before the encounter.
That's not what it says in Discord.
Well, extreme is...
Sorry. I probably just copy and pasted it.
Extreme's going to do me nothing because I already have a hero point right now. I have an all.
Well, you can have up to three.
It would be maxed at three.
Well, that brings us to our other fun rule. You guys can, one at a time, have a single fate point amongst the crew. A fate point takes up one of your hero point slots. You convert three hero points into a fate point and a fate point. Before you roll any d20, you can just say that roll is a natural 20 and you roll it automatically. you don't have to roll it. You just say that's a 20. So if anybody wants to do that has three hero points, you can right now. And
but we don't have to use the fate point in this combat, correct?
No, it takes up one of your hero point slots, so then you only have two hero points. And it works just like a hero point as well. If you go down and have to stabilize with hero points, mm-hmm. it gets taken away. So,
okay. I want to create a fate point with my three hero points.
Okay, you'd be the only one able to until you use it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so only one of us can have it at a time.
Can have one. Yeah.
So I have three hero points and you have three hero points, so it'd have to be one of the two of us, presuming not everybody else has three hero points, which I think probably at this point somebody does.
No, just at a single instance. In my table, Jabert plays that in real life. We have a single 20-sided die that is all 20s on it. So whoever holds that dice has the ability to use the fate point.
Okay.
Alternative rules that I just made up last year.
I'm probably not going to use it in this combat, I don't think. So
then I wouldn't convert it, but
okay.
You are still maxed out, so I'd use those hero points. Does anybody else want to convert? Sounds like a no.
I have a question unrelated to that. Am I still sickened?
No, that goes away after just a little bit of time. You guys had hours.
So if we do moderate, we get a hero point after the combat, correct?
Potential.
Severe, you get one after.
Okay. So how do we know the degree of what the potential for a hero point is? Like, what is that? Like, is this potential for a hero point, but is there some sort of like...
It's secret, Miles. Secret. I have put in the chat a vote. You can vote. You only have 23 hours left to vote in this Discord vote. So hurry up.
Oh, man, we're going to be here a while.
And I'll roll into the initiative turn order as well. Not going first. It makes a lot of sense. So we can... Yeah, use that. Glad we all out knowledge. The
drew.
what's the vote?
4-1.
Easy. Easy peasy.
I'm not the one who said extreme last week, so don't look at me.
You were the one vote who voted severe on this one.
Okay.
Yeah, these votes are on secret.
As you move into this space, there is a shifting. Maybe you see one of these curtains, these kind of privacy curtains over here, kind of shifting as almost if there's some air being pushed around behind them. One of these beddings along the side here kind of pushes out of the way, and you see a number of creatures standing up, undead looking Lebrians with cybernetic instruments. My goodness gracious. Let me show you what we're working with here. These guys.
Gross.
Oh.
How is that more disturbing than what Eoxians just look like?
They kind of look like pale.
I'm pretty sure this is
guys.
I'm pretty sure this is just Eoxian art, so doesn't look different. Okay. Alrighty. Indeed, we are in initiative turn order. A moderate combat, which is, you know, standard difficulty. Zeldin is up first. Jabert, you rolled a 25.
I did a pretty good job this time. Alright, let's kick it off with a spell. A spell, why don't we?
You can smell one of them real close to you.
Oh, the stink of death is close at hand. Let's see if Eldritch Lance does anything. They've got big brains. Surely they take mental damage. Yep, big heads. Attack. Oh, no. Oh, no. Did you say we got a hero point?
No.
Oh, boy.
How many do you have?
I don't know.
Okay. Guess what? Someone else is now in charge of tracking all hero points.
I have two. Okay, I was looking on my character sheet and I was like, where the heck is this tracker? It's up on the top right. I have two. I will use one, actually. You know, I really thought I was going to hang in there and try to get that fate die, but no, I'm casting my spell again for this moderate fight.
Yeah, natural two. You can do better.
I can do better. 14.
Yeah.
Whatever.
You do better, but that is still a miss.
Nope.
Awry and a miss. Third action?
I will cast shield. That's my turn.
Excellent. Pithayun or Ulithal, you guys are both kind of towards the front here and both rolled an unnatural 20, I should say. Who wants to go first?
What? You go first if you want to.
Well, let me go first because I have something I want to do.
I just said go first.
Oh, I did. I talked over you. Zoom does its thing. Anyway, I am going to cast the cantrip Analyze Target.
Beep boop beep boop beep boop beep beep beep. Their power level is under 9,000.
So
it's way under. It's like a level one encounter.
So with this, though, I can try to roll to recall knowledge and get a plus one bonus to this. And technically, I can psychically share this information with at least a couple of other of you guys so that you can also get a plus one on this if you choose to do it.
Cool. Go ahead and make a religion check.
Oh, I don't have a one in religion.
Well, you better roll high then, huh? Yeah, you did. Okay. Natural 20. critical success. You know a couple of things. Not only can you get what you would like to know, but I will tell you, I think, probably the thing you would like to know. What would you like to know about the cybernetic zombie?
Weaknesses.
Good. Electricity, 10. So any single point of electricity will do 11 points of electricity damage, and weakness to slashing, 10. pretty good for both of those. I will also say not a weakness, but they are undead and are affected by they are void healing. So positive life points will do damage to them. And I will also tell you, I think probably the thing that you would find out pretty quickly, they also have a self-destruct reaction when they are made inactive, zero hit points. When reduced to zero hit points, they can use a reaction to explode, dealing 1d8 electricity damage in a 10-foot radius.
Oh.
Also destroying any technological items on the zombie. This can be disabled with, imagine, a whole number of things. Cybernetics disabled for an hour with a disable a device check. Right. What else would you like to do? You got a third action here, buddy.
Well, the spell was two actions, so.
So you have a third action if you've.
Oh, I thought the roll to recall knowledge was a third action. So.
I think you are allowed to do it with the spell.
Oh,
well. Yeah. The spell. I think the spell does both. Yeah.
Oh well, that's good to know. I am going to move over here. To back slightly away from these guys.
Hithayun, it looks like you're next here.
All right.
For my.
All right. So Hithayun is going to be photon attuned. And since there is someone within 10 feet to the southeast of him, just going to attack with the flail. It's a 21 to hit.
That is a hit.
It's 4 points of damage.
What kind of damage again? Bludgeoning?
Yeah.
Okay. No extra there, unfortunately, but damage on the board.
What are they weak to?
Slashing.
All right. Cool.
And electricity.
Okay. I'm going to do another solar flail.
Your back weapon does slashing, right? Your chainsaw?
Yeah, I think so.
Not a bad time to whip it out.
Yeah. I'm going to whip out the fang blade.
I mean, it's zombies, you know, so I feel like chainsaw blade is right suited.
Oh, man, it's 12.
12 is going to be a miss. Or is just 12 on the dice? So that is going to take us to Lacartus.
Ooh. Can I, when it comes to Bruce, are we telepathically linked at all, or does he have to physically speak?
empathically, you can get what it is sensing to a lesser degree. But because you have merged language models, you can speak to it. No telepathy unless you have it as a spell.
Can Bruce send me like a green light, red light as to my how mindless undead fit into my prohibitive contract, whatever that thing's called? Inhibitor.
Yeah, yeah. I think you know. Do you know? I think you know that Noxon is like an Eoxian subsidiary, and they're pretty. If zombies and the like are not considered sentient beings, they are property, and you are not allowed to damage either.
All right, that's what I was, bud. That's what I was afraid of. Okay, that's no problem. We'll. I don't think they can. I can't remember.
Apologies, Lakartus. The NCIS says that's a no go.
Hey, no problem. Well, Bruce, you got a front row seat to my kidney punches. So watch this.
Somehow that's legal. That's totally cool.
Yeah. I'm going to take a move action. And I have a bad feel. I can't remember if the undead are immune to non-lethal damage, but we're about to find out. Aim, kidney punch, 20. Are you muted, Patrick?
Patrick is muted.
This is the night
of muting.
I was saying some disparaging things about your damage rolls here. Oh, 3 points of damage on these guys.
Hey, 4 with aim.
Oh, sorry. You did as much as Ithaim. Okay.
And does it look like that does anything? Okay, good.
I was surprised. I thought it might be immune to non-lethal, but a lot of other immunities, not that.
Cool. That is all my actions.
Tavra, Becca.
All right. I'm a little nervous to just charge it. One of these guys, but given their self-destruct nature, but gotta do what you gotta do, right? So I'm going to walk up to this guy sort of right ahead of me and strike at it with my Doshku. It's a 15 to hit.
15 is a hit.
Oh, good. That does 12 piercing damage.
Piercing damage? No one got slashing. No.
No, just teeth. I am.
All right, this moderate fight definitely just turned into a severe one.
I didn't. I chose not to take my electric cantrip this time either, and it would have worked last fight. Oh, it would have worked this fight. Dead. I'm so frustrated.
I will say I do have slashing, but it would require that I drop my Doshko, and it doesn't do nearly as much damage.
It does 10 more points of damage. So
yeah, it does a lot of damage. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I have claws, so I can just claw him.
Oh yeah, just claw.
And that is slashing.
I would recommend that.
Okay.
I would recommend it. Okay.
Well, for my second, or for my third action, then.
Oh yeah, you can drop
my Doshko and slash.
I don't even
think
you need to drop it. I think you can just because you only need to claw with one hand, right?
Unfortunately, I think if you want to change grips. It does require interacting.
Never mind. Yeah. Never mind.
Yeah, these terrible Pathfinder rules. But you can drop it for free, which is always nice.
All right. Okay, cool.
Maybe
I'll do that.
You attack once with the Doshko and it kind of like bats it away. Now you're left with just claws.
All right, here goes.
Yeah.
21 claws. To hit.
19 on the dice. That is a hit and does 18 points of damage.
Yep.
All right, that one is nearly destroyed from a couple Tavra slashes.
Well done. That's our Vesk.
Yeah, only three times the amount of damage as everyone else as we get to their turn. Let's see. This one's going to have to double move to get over to Tavra. This one's going to, 5. I think can move twice, or once, rather. This one's going to double move over to Ulithal. So everyone has them. Fun zombies on them. This one doesn't have to move. This one can just shoot you with a laser, Tavra. I'm going to do that. I'm going to roll some laser attacks. Oh, right. Natural one. My first attack of the night. Love to see it. These guys are low, much lower level. We're not going to worry about that. And believe it or not, that 13 also going to be crazy miss. I'm not even going to talk about how bad that miss is. But this one that moved straight up to you will make a fist attack, a bludgeoning fist attack. Rebecca, try to beat down Tavra. Ooh, 15 on the dice. Is a 19 a hit, Rebecca?
It is.
Oh, snap. You got some bludgeoning damage coming your way. Slammed right into you for 3 points of damage. Can you dig it? A single attack going against Ulithal is a 16 a hit, Drew.
It is. Yes.
Your armor class 16 or lower. My goodness. 7 points of bludgeoning damage.
Well, that's my goodness. This ain't good.
A couple attacks against Thayun. Oh boy. Oh no. 19 and a
big number.
17. All right. Well, believe it or not, that second attack is a 16. It's a 16 a hit. No.
Yeah.
What's your armor class?
15.
Oh my. All right. Two hits. But 19 is not a crit. It is 8 points of bludgeoning damage. And then Lacardus, you're just right next to this one. Yep. To come make a couple of attacks.
I love to hear it.
A 3 and a 9. 2 misses. That is their full turn. We're back to the top of the order with Zeldin Gutter Young.
Let's see. I'm gonna cast a different spell this time. This might be one of the few times I get to cast it because it's a little bit niche. I'm casting Vitality Lash.
Oh my! I don't know if I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's like one that's specifically against creatures that have void healing.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, so it is actually a fortitude save.
How does this manifest? Is it like a whip?
Yeah, it's like a whip. It's like, whoosh, yeah.
Cool. What's your magic's colors?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, no, Zeldin couldn't, but you can very easily describe what the art looks like for you.
It's like a bright, slightly yellowish, but mostly white light. Looks like a sunbeam.
Even if Zeldin wasn't blind, he'd be colorblind. So he's like, I can't. I won't tell you what it is.
What is your character, though?
Fortitude save, huh? Fortitude.
Fortitude. And I'll go for the one. Let's see. This. Who did. Who got hit harder, Lacardus or Ulithal?
I only have 2 HP left. So.
Oh, Ulithal it is.
Oh my gosh, you're only down 3 dead? HP. Shot. You don't deserve any healing while we're taking these hour-long breaks.
Hey, oh, they could have easily healed you.
Drew,
they
can I make a suggestion next time as a wizard? Don't be like the second person to go through the door.
I'm pretty sure this is going to be a fail here, Jabert. I've rolled a 13.
Good.
Voice.
No, not good. I mean, my zombie's going to die.
Boop. I've rolled very average for 6 vitality.
Yeah, okay. It's more damage than it had on it.
Until the start of my next turn.
That's nice. So it's got a little negative to its attacks here. Yeah. And damage, right? And damage.
And damage, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That might keep Ulithal alive. You never know.
And then
my third action.
Third action. I'm going to lifelink with Ulithal.
It's a single action.
Yeah. Single action spell.
Oh, you could do it right through the Eoxian tiara.
Yeah.
Link up your minds.
Let's see. I don't know why this is so... I don't know why this thing... I don't know why the description has jumped straight into...
It looks like effects. It's 1d4 for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah, 1d4.
Oh, and it reduces damage, too.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Reduce
damage by 3, and your guy is enfeebled, and You get my hit points.
Oh, yeah. You're sharing vitality. Interesting. Cool. So do you want to roll that?
Yeah. Let's do it. Boop. You get right. 3 hit points.
Sweet.
And I lose 3 hit points.
Oh no.
You get mine. I give them to you because I'm over here. I'm on this side of what I assume is a bookcase.
So I
possibly get to me across.
So you don't lose any, I think, on the initial casting, just when he gets hit.
Oh, I see.
You take the damage.
Okay, sweet.
Up to 3. And he reduces it by 3. That's pretty good at low levels here. Hathayun Miles.
Okay, so I've got this jerk in front of me.
I'm not trying to be weird. Do I need to go first because I went first the last turn, or does it?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, we should go to Drew.
Yeah, that's fine.
I didn't reorganize the list here, but you almost died, so probably take care of business there, Drew. What would you like to do?
We're gonna back up a few paces. Make sure we're.
Oh my gosh. You're getting closer to almost all the other zombies.
Well, where am I supposed to go? Is this a table?
Yeah, those are impassable and impossible, like desks to vault over if you're a smaller.
Tables are the desks of a food space. Like, that's
true. That's what my great grandfather always used to say. Yeah, but he got killed by a table and. Vietnam.
Yeah. he had a terrible brain injury where he couldn't remember the word for kitchens. He kept calling them food spaces. It was really sad.
We're going to use Caustic Blast.
Blast and blast.
Useless. Well, useless.
This is a reflex save? Reflex.
Oh, no. I hope you don't save from this 2 damage.
Best save. I bet this is what I rolled 20 on for no reason. What's your DC?
My spell DC is 17.
It has failed, so it's taken all 2 points of those damage. Are you attacking the one that attacked you?
Yeah.
Sizzle. Okay. All right, it's taken all 2. All 2.
Oh, boy.
All 2.
Call that the big dose.
It fines up.
All right, I'm going to take a attack with the Fang Blade. God.
Natural 1. Oh, no. Now, we are not in seasons 1-5 rules. Mm-hmm. You have hero points. You can reroll 1s.
I will reroll that 1.
Otherwise, I'm pulling out the critical fumble deck.
Jeez.
Nope.
Nope. All right. 6
up the dice.
Going to go for a second attack. Good lord!
Remember when you guys rolled 18 natural 20s in the other room?
I knew this was going to happen, and
we both called it.
Here we are, still doing the combat. At least you didn't. At least you didn't choose severe or extreme on this combat.
Yeah, because I learned.
Ooh, would have been nice if it was here.
I'm going home.
First or second, but 15 on the third tech is a miss. This chainsaw is whipping around wildly, but this thing seems to be able to move out of the way. Lucardus.
This game sucks.
Tyler.
I'm going to dodge
like, I think these are the people that used to work here.
Oh, do you remember their names? As I dodge and weave back over here.
Nope, I was a projector. Wait, come back.
I'm going to try and get the one that was menacing Olfowl. I'm going to try to get its attention so it will stop trying to kill the wizard.
The wonderful wizard of being killed.
And
of all. I mean, it was right there.
Yeah, and because I'm sort of coming up behind this one, I'm going to try to blow out its kneecaps instead of doing the kidney thing. And I'm going to aim. Oh, you know what I'm also going to do? I'm also going to use a hero point.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm really glad you guys outvoted me on this one. You gotta say,
when you guys know, you know. Hey, we flipped it. All right, 19.
Okay, to the natural 1, it's 2 natural 1s in the form of an 11 on the dice, which will be a hit.
Better
damage. 9 points of damage.
Ooh, there we go. That one is bloodied. One that was enfeebled next to Ulithal. Still got a whole bunch in this room. And we're on to attack. Wait, no. Do you have a third action? Did we go through all three?
Move, aim, punch.
Aim, sorry. Rebecca, Tavra's turn. This one's nearly incapacitated.
Yeah, I'm going to claw at it again. And then can I claw at it and then roll away if it starts to explode?
I mean, you have multiple actions, so.
Okay, great. It's a 13. Can I hero point that?
You can. Keep using them.
Let's do it. That's much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a hit.
That does 7 damage. Slashing.
And it is indeed destroyed. Being destroyed. Right. Why don't you make me a reflex save while you're taking... You're going to take a move action as well.
Yeah, I'm going to move up to the other one across the way here.
Okay. Go ahead and make me that reflex.
Although I need to get 10 feet away from it, so I guess I'll go way over here.
I was going to give you a bonus here for this check. It is still not going to be enough for the self-destruct trigger to go off. It will destroy what is on this guy and deal a D8 in electricity damage to you. Maximum damage.
Oh my
8
gosh.
Points of electricity. Yikes. Brutal.
This guy stinks.
Can I claw at this guy?
Destroyed. So I'm taking him off the board. Yeah, there's a massive explosion of electricity as you see the zombies bits and bobs kind of pop and smoke and literally explode in a fiery blast. Yes, you can make an attack. That is a hit and 18 points of slashing damage. Yeah, the claws are the way to go. Sorry, you don't get to use your Doshiko, but the claws are so good. That will take us to their turn. There are still 4 zombies left. We're going to make a couple of attacks right next to Tavra. I can roll 3 attacks, but I don't think that third has a chance of ever hitting. Yeah. Miss. 6, a 10, and a 10. I think this one is going to do the same to Thithayun. 3 attacks. Miss. A 9, and an 8. All right, let's keep this train rolling.
You guys can roll poorly. I can too.
This one is right next to you, Lacartus, and it's going to try and, they're not very smart. Going to try and slash you up, beat you up, I guess, with their bludgeoning attacks.
I wish you wouldn't.
Well, it's got a -1, so a 2, a 14, and a 7. What's your armor class? Yeah, that's a miss.
Higher than what you've done.
All misses. Great. This one is going to have to move right over to Zeldin. Make a couple of attacks to a dog friend.
Oh, no. My bookcase plan is failing. My book. I assumed these were big old server racks or something. No.
Oh, sorry. No, these are like beds. The 10 is going to be a...
If only the bed were the desk of the eating place.
What's your armor class?
Not great. Let's see. 14.
Jeez Louise, I'm so sorry. This 10 is a hit as well as the 19.
Ouch.
You need someone to lifelink you. Real toot sweet. Oh, no. Max damage on the first attack.
Ruh-roh. Hey, guys, you want to see what it looks like when a character dies the first level?
This is a total of 14 points of damage.
For both of them?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm good. This is cool.
Yeah, we're everyone's fine.
Everyone's
having
fun
cool.
here.
Yeah, what do you mean, you have like 3 hit points left?
No, that's turn, though.
Oh, I wish.
That'd be an improvement. Zeldin, we are back to you. You can just leave right now. No one's stopping you.
I mean, you're right. But then I wouldn't need to remake my character.
I'm Zeldin's sibling, Dink Gutter Young,
Belbin,
Linkus,
and it's great because I can see everything.
This one's somehow more blind and deaf.
Oh boy. Yeah, let me check which one does more damage here. Which of these is the? Oh, they both need 2d6. I'm gonna use my vitality lash one more time.
Okay. Just slightly better damage. Fortitude. I'm guessing you're attacking the one attacking you.
Yeah.
6 is gonna be a fail, so take an old 7 points of that.
7 enfeebled, and I'm putting up a shield. Got a shield going.
Great. That will take us to Ulithal, Drew.
All right, we are going to Caustic Blast, the one that is menacing Lacardus.
Reflex save from me. Shoop. This is a 15.
17 was needed.
Full 7 points of damage, acid damage, it looks like. Okay, this one's real hurt. Third action, Drew.
We are going to retarget the one that is targeting Zeldin. And we are going to Hand of the Apprentice. My sword pops off.
Oh, yes.
Flies across the room.
Oh, so cool.
Oh,
good. Nicely done.
Not great damage, dice. Though.
No, it does it do slashing damage? The sword.
I don't remember. I gotta look it up.
I think you get to choose for the spell. Yes, you deal the weapon's damage as if you had made a melee strike. So this 5 points of damage you've rolled turns into 15. Ooh, that one's bloodied. You see, yeah, one of its arms is just lying on the ground.
We did it.
Well, it's still alive or still undead. Fayun.
All right. Well, I guess I'm gonna try with the Fang Blade again.
Keep warring that chainsaw. It's got to find pay dirt at some point.
Yeah, right. That's a miss.
You got a hero point. Got more hero points. You almost converted into a natural 20, but. Can always roll it again.
7. Ooh.
Nope. Can't do that now.
Oh.
18 no. On the dice. Would have been a hit on any of these others. 3 misses.
This game sucks, dude. I hate this game.
you were on such a high, and now you have truly found the bot, you know, the valley.
This chainsaw is just filling the room with smoke as you're burning through its fuel. They're hitting nothing.
Well, I hope I choke them.
Lacardus. This one in front of you is very weak. So is the one in front of Zeldin.
Yeah, we're going to start with the one in front of me. We did the knee. Now we're doing the ankle. Ankle busted.
Oh, yeah. 6 points non-lethal.
7.
Damage. 7, sorry. Yes. It is... Real hurt is still up, though. Maybe it's like hopping on one leg at this point. Bruce is giving you encouragement. You've got this, Lacardus Sprout.
Oh, man, I'm so upset that you can speak into my mind.
What? I can't. I can just, you know what I was thinking. It's amazing. Technology is amazing. You should punch it in the kidneys is what I would suggest.
All right. I'll take your suggestion.
Ooh. No, punch it better in the kidneys than that. Sorry, I should have said that.
Oh, okay. Let me try that Hail Mary third one you hear so much about. Is that what I want to do?
No, you should realize, Lacardus, you're the hero of this story. I'm pointing out that you're a hero.
Okay, you want me to hero point on a second attack that I only get like a, what, plus 4 on?
I believe in you. Isn't that enough magic in the universe?
You know what? For you, buddy, anything's possible. Let's do
Yay!
It.
Yay!
Let's do it. I'm
17 on the dice. That's a hit, and this one is destroyed.
Hooray.
Yeah. Lacardus, I knew you had it in you this whole time.
All right. Don't get too mushy on me.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, your NCIS unit from Noxon does have definitions of what love is. So now I know that, and I can't unknow that because you put it into my holographic mind.
Oh, well, one of the many unintended consequences of this pairing. Anyway, I got to go. And
yep, you got a third action.
Yeah, I'm going to throw myself at... is there just like a bull rush? Is there... How many actions is that? Is there a bull rush in this game? Well,
do we need no, to do we need to ball. Do something to deactivate the thing on this one?
Sorry,
well, I need to run away. That's what I need to do.
This one's going to explode. Yeah, if you move away, I'll give you a bonus, but make a reflex save for me. Thank you, Drew. You know what, Drew?
I'm hoping that if we save one of these things' bodies, it will have something cool, but...
Yeah, you've made the reflex save, so you're only taking half damage here.
I'm glad it's only half.
All right, but unfortunately, Bruce was also in the blast zone. Please make a reflex save for Bruce.
Oh, no.
I thought he's on my person. I told you that when battle starts, he's in the jacket.
Hey, he's talking to you, man. I don't know what to tell you.
You said he just talks into my brain directly. What do you mean?
I said you empathically know what he's saying, but...
I'm pretty sure he said explicitly, the Bruce is loose.
I'm gonna edit the episode and when you start the comment. That's the first thing you're gonna hear him say.
Dude, it's the old Patrick trick where I give specific instructions and he just ignores them at will.
Listen to me. He's got a very good chance. He has 7 hit points.
No, he does not.
He's got a great chance. Roll reflex save.
Wow. You okay? Roll the 3, Patrick.
Why would you do that to Bruce?
I'm so mad at you. The next time we play Night Rain, I'm going to throw on day 2 intentionally. I hope you know that.
All right. All I'm saying is you have one last hero point, right?
No, I have 0. I used my last on your on a bit.
Tyler, why would you use that hero point? That's so irresponsible.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna.
Sorry. He does use your save. You have +8.
I'm an operative. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that is enough to save for our good friend Bruce. He's taken 4 electrical damage, and he's like, you see his little bat wings frying, but he's like, ow, what is pain? Oh, that wasn't defined. No.
Wait, also, isn't it, he's still like a hard light thing, so wouldn't that 4 get halved into 2?
No.
No?
No. He is a construct, but I don't think he has any weaknesses or resistances. He has 2 extra hit points than he normally would, okay. Probably helped him.
All right, so he's down from 7. He's at 7-5.
Now get in the jacket.
No. He took 4 hit points, so he's at 3.
Oh, he's at 3. Okay, well, extra super duper, get in the jacket.
You have to spend an action to command me to do so.
Oh my god, Bruce, I'm gonna...
I thought you knew the rules.
Hey, Bruce, is there anything in my inhibitor contract from hard light constructs? I'm just asking. Asking.
No, you could have killed my friends at any time you wanted.
Oh, I'm not asking about your friends. We're asking for a much more immediate consequence.
Dabra. Hey, someone with slashing damage.
Yeah, and I've got a guy right in front of me. I'm going to slash at him with my claws. 17 hit.
Hit.
Does 9 damage.
So 19 damage, but still alive.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll slash again.
Oh, natural 20. Yeah, it's been forever since we've rolled one. 5 ever feels like. Critical shout out. If you guys are listening to this on Patreon, I think when this episode comes out, I don't think it's hit the main feed yet, but episode 1 will be right around the corner for folks. But anybody, if you want to join up on our Patreon and listen to the podcast a couple months in advance or get shout outs whenever we roll natural 20s in combat, critical shout outs at the 10 bucks or more level. Why don't we thank Templeton, Shades, thank you so much for your support over the years. We appreciate you a great deal. A Tavra critical hit. I can roll a card from the critical hit deck because there's sometimes pretty positive things that can happen from here. I will say you absolutely obliterate the second cyber zombie. You're doing slashing. This does nothing. A lot of these Yeah. The target is fatigued while he dies and does nothing, but you absolutely crush this guy. I imagine you're moving away your third action, so give me a reflex save. You all get right. A bonus. That is just enough with the bonus, so half damage here. Oh, maximum again, though, for 4 points on the half. Three of these have been destroyed. There's two left as you go to flank with Hethiun, and it is their turn. I believe we've got a couple targets here, Zeldin and Lacardus. I'll roll randomly. Let's see. A 1-2 is a Zeldin. 3-4, Lacardus. I'm so sorry.
I tried.
It's going right for that shield. It's going to tear that shield away, Jepert.
No.
Making some attacks here first. Bingo bongo. All right, we got, oh no, a 14, an 18, and a 7.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll use my shield. My shield, backbanger.
Reaction. The banger?
Shield backbanger. The shield backbanger. It's got 5 hardness, so I can reduce the damage by 5. That's good.
All right, let's roll this damage. Oh. 1 point it takes.
Oh.
Gives you 3.
Okay, so that's 3. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's good.
Do you still get the shield action for the second attack? Oh, yes, it is enfeebled, so only 2.
Only good call. 2. Boy, that's not great.
Does this not count for the second attack, the shield?
No.
Oh, the second attack's coming in, and I think that's gonna
do it here.
7 yeah. points on the second.
Yeah, that's enough.
That's enough. I peeked at your sheet a second ago. I was like, oh boy, Zeldin goes down. Okay. This one up here is still trying to take on Hethiun, but Tavra comes up behind him. Tavra's going to be 1 or 2. Hethiun, 3-4. Boop, boop, boop. Oh, it turns around. Tabessia up, Rebecca. It uh-oh. Wants Vesk blood. Burp, 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 burp. 8, 3, and 6. Nah, don't worry about that. None of these hit. we are on to Ulithal. You see Zeldin go down by one of these things.
Yeah, and I want to attack it, but I'm worried that if I attack it and destroy it while he's down, that will kill him.
Well, he's at dying 1 right now. If he goes down to any more damage, he'll gain an additional dying. So go down to dying 2. You only die at dying 4. So
I got that going for me.
Mm-hmm. You could always move up and try and heal him.
I don't have the... Well, I guess I could double move and do that.
Got the med patches you hear so much about?
I don't know, because I still want him to move, and I don't know how to get him to move without... Kind of like in the last fight, where it's like, I don't want to bring him up just for him to go down again.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to spend all your actions, you can move up to him and kind of drag him away.
I don't think I have the strength to do that.
Probably not.
No, I think what I'm going to do is I am going to... I'm going to attack the one weirdly... I don't know. What's the play here? I don't...
Mm-hmm.
Am I overthinking this? Should I just attack it and be done?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think...
I'll survive it. I'll be fine.
Yeah. Famous last words, but, you know.
I mean, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
You got a hero point, Jabert?
Technically.
Okay, well, then you're probably fine, yeah.
All right.
You also got this one in front of Hethiun you could attack.
Yeah, I think they've got that pretty well handled. So I'm... Ulithal calls out, "My reach extends!"
Oh my. you get all metal in combat, huh?
and now we can cast Caustic Blast from a 60-foot range instead of a 30-foot range.
Ooh. All right, reflex save.
17 was needed.
It does succeed at that, so it's looks like it's taken a single point of that. I'm sorry, Drew.
After all of that. Well, at least I didn't kill Zeldin.
All worked out.
The Hethiun.
All right. And I get an extra plus 1 because of Tavra, right?
Plus 2 for flanking, 2? Yeah.
Uh-uh. Yep. So that's a 13 to hit.
Pooh, that is a miss. So sorry. You got a hero point. Oh no, you rolled too quickly.
Christ.
Two sixes on the dice. Third attack.
I'm done. Let's wrap
Miles.
It up.
Miles.
I haven't seen this.
Miles.
What's funny is you've done the same thing every time, which is single digit roll, and then like high, and on the very last one, high double digit roll every single time.
Yeah, it was 13 on that last one. Lacartis, onto you. Indeed, you see your good friend Healy Dog go down.
First action is gonna be a reposition attempt against the baddie. That's an athletics against your fortitude DC, sir.
Okay, go ahead and make the roll.
Oh, hey, can I borrow a hero point, please?
You fail to move it away.
Can I please get a hero point? I'm begging so I can reroll this.
That's not how it works.
Fine. All right, second action, same thing. Just an athletics check to reposition and hopefully not roll a 3. I can't imagine their fortitude DC is all that high. Oh, wait. Forgot that counts as an attack.
It does.
Oh well, what are you gonna do? 16.
That is a success. So
move back.
Is it 5 feet on a success?
Yeah.
Where do you want to move him?
Just straight back out of the
here.
Yeah. Can you move him diagonally?
No.
Okay. You said back. I don't know what direction back is to you, but
back right, from you put, Zeldin.
You're putting yourself between Zeldin and the creature.
Yeah, there you go.
I think Zeldin's still technically within 10 feet of it, but
I know the strategy's not done yet, Patrick. God, you prickly, critical little GM. I'm working on it.
All right, Tavra.
All right, Tavra's going to strike with her claws. And they get +2 to this for flanking. Yeah.
Yep, and that is a hit. And points on the board on this one. First hit this one's taking. I'm so sorry, Miles. 17 points of slashing damage. Second action.
I'll strike again. Oh, that didn't work very well.
5 on the dice is going to be messy, even with flanking. What would you like to do?
I'll strike a third time. We'll see. Hail Mary.
Keep on clawing.
Aw.
If that was your second attack, if you had used that hero point on that second attack, that would have been a hit. But that is going to be a mess. That takes us to Zeldin, dying condition. Do you want to use that hero point now, Jumper, or do you want to try roll for it?
No, I'll roll for it.
You might get exploded in a second here, so.
I forgot.
Ooh, okay. Dying 2.
Ooh, I think. Wait, what's my do I have a really good con? I do have a good con.
Do you add your con to it?
I think you add your con to the save.
I thought it was just the dying condition.
Yeah, I thought it was a flat check. Yeah,
probably. With your dying condition, so it's DC 11 at dying 1.
Yeah.
No, it's called a recovery check. So indeed, when you're dying, it's a flat check. 10 plus your current dying value. Succeed, you reduce the dying value by 1. Failure increases it by 1, so you're dying 2.
I'm dying 2. That's good.
Okay, well, very, very close here as we get to their turn. This one is going to try and strike at a Lacartis. This one right in front of you. Tyler.
I hope you kill me.
19 and a 15. What's your armor class?
18.
Okay. The 15 on the dice is a miss, but this first one is a hit. 3 points of damage. Sorry, no killing this campaign. I think if I roll a 20 on the third attack, yeah, even an 18 is a full miss.
Nope.
This one is going to want to roll randomly again for. Oh, no, you attacked it, Tyra. It's gonna try and kill you. A 13. What's your armor class, Rebecca?
Oh, 17.
That is going to be a hit against you. Single hit. 4 points of damage.
Oh no.
Are you up?
I have 1 hit point left.
Oh no.
You know, Tenacious D says 1 is all you need.
Oh, Uli fall. Okay. You guys can try and disable them and make it so they don't explode.
That would be smart.
Yeah, we're not going to do that.
Okay. Yeah. No,
Tavra lacks any skills to do that, so
what I neglected to remember last turn that I should have remembered is that both I and Zeldin are wearing these Alibrian tiaras.
Uh-huh, yes. Someone remembers the previous room.
And suddenly, Zeldin, in his ears... Oh, no, it's psychic. It's psychic. He doesn't need ears for this. In
his mind's ears.
In his mind... The ears of the mind!
You heard mind's eye, but what about mind lobes? Mind ear lobes.
He starts to hear a motivating ringtone.
What song?
It is the hit. It's not Strawberry Machine Cake because that's too well known, but it's the band that was really one of the formative bands that Strawberry Machine Cake was into.
You haven't heard of them. Give me the name of the band, Drew.
My improv skills aren't working, so you gotta give me a second here.
give me a fruit, an object, dessert.
This is Cranberry Sunshine Surprise. This is Cranberry Sunshine Surprise.
Oh, man.
Zeldin is gonna get 1d8 plus 4 hit points back.
1d8 plus 4 hit points.
You gonna roll it?
At level 1, that's like a lot of
hit
points.
You wanna roll it or do you want me to roll it, Jabird?
You go for it.
I'm in suspense.
Sorry, my dice roller is not working, so hang on.
Depending on what you roll is like how good the song you picked out is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Nobody likes Cranberry Sunshine Surprise. That's grandma music, Drew.
That's still 6 HP back to Zeldin.
Plus, Zeldin's up and unconscious on the ground.
Plus a 5-foot status bonus to speeds. Plus saves against fear effects, but they don't have any fear effects. So,
yep. That is... it's only 2 actions. If you have a 3rd action, you can.
I don't have enough to do anything. So
then we're
I'm going to cast shield on him. I'm going to cast another shield on. Oh no! I'm going to cast shield on Lacardus.
You can cast it on yourself. It's not a cast on other people spell.
Oh, it's not.
Nope. It'd be way too good.
That'd be super useful.
Hathayun, what would you like to do?
Oh yeah, you're right. I'll cast
Miles.
Miles, I believe in you. I believe this is going to happen.
You did really exhaust those natural 20s in the other room. All right, a 4 on the dice, but listen, you have a hero point. No, Miles, why? Why wouldn't you use the hero point? All right, natural 1.
The only thing I want in the universe is for this 3rd attack to be a 1.
Shh. He's not going to make it if you say it like that. I've learned as a GM.
It's all I want for Christmas.
Critical fumble with a... Nope. Right. Never mind. Nope.
The night's over. I'm done.
No. Don't worry, Miles. You don't get this attack because you have a bad fall. You fall prone and are slowed 1 right. until the end.
I don't care.
End of your next turn. Oh, boy. Lacardus. Tyler.
I'm going to hold until after Zeldin goes.
Zeldin? No, Tavra. Sorry.
Tavra has 1 hit point left.
Mm-hmm.
She is going to strike with her claws at the guy right in front of her.
Ooh, you feel
but no flanking bonus this time, right?
That's 19 no, he's, to hit. He's still flanking. That is a hit and 16 points of damage. It's still up.
Oh my gosh. All right, let's do that again.
Oh, yeah.
14.
That is enough flanking. It is destroyed and explodes once more in front of
me. Oh, now. No. I'm going to run away. I'm going to go this way, though.
I think even if you save.
No. If you critically save, no damage. Oh. But I need you and Hathion to make a save. Unfortunately, you get a little bit of a bonus. But I think you got a negative bonus here. All right. That is a save, but not critical. That is going to take Tavra down.
Can we just assume I fail? Yes.
No, you have to roll dice.
You fail on purpose.
You have to roll, Miles. Reflex.
Maybe he gets a bonus because he's prone. Isn't that what they tell you to do with grenades?
Oh my gosh, Miles, you crushed it.
It is a critical success. You take no damage.
This man's a maddest, the maddest lad.
I hate everything right now. I'm so done with this.
Yes.
You see like a fourth dimensional figure kind of like clapping above you. Good times. All right. One of these creatures left Zeldin. You are up.
All right. Let's see here. It is near to me, but it is not at me. I crawl away. And I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make an attack roll.
No, do it. Do it. I did.
You know what? You know what? I'm going to make an attack roll.
Yeah.
Eldritch Lance.
Yeah.
I'm popping that brain.
Yeah. Nicely done.
No, no, Winnie. You're not. I'm so sorry.
Jabir. Oh, they're mindless. They're mindless.
Oh, no.
They're immune to mental abilities.
They got the brains, though. They got the big brains.
This one turns around brain. And there's like a gaping hole in the back of its head. And it's like, oh, no. It's like a watered, a hollowed out watermelon in there. It's all like goopy and like
all the other ones had fully intact craniums. And this guy's just got like one missing melon. Oh,
Lacardus, we're on to you, bud. Bruce is supporting you from afar.
You got this.
You've got this, buddy.
One word out of it.
But I believe in you. That's a hit. Ooh.
Okay. So this is a elbow break, and then I'm going to use the broken ulna to stab it in the face.
My
non-lethally.
So violent. Yeah. Yeah. You absolutely break this thing in half. You watch as electricity arcs around you and only you. Yeah. Make a reflex save for me as it is destroyed.
That's fine. It's going to be a critical success.
Why did I roll? It is a critical success. It just looks cool while you're doing it. Bruce afterwards lands on your shoulder and strikes like a bald eagle pose. Like, yeah. All right. We're out of combat, but Taffer's dying.
Oh, right. I meant to jump up and go heal her. Ah, oh, crap.
Is motivating ringtone once per day?
It is.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Well, on my turn, I jump up and go and stabilize her.
Uthal and Hathayun have the ability to do so before she has to roll again, but I don't think she is in danger of dying, so we can... Could say you do that, relax, and we're out of combat.
Sweet,
we're out of time.
Yeah, can we? Yeah, well, we're gonna be in this room for the next 5 hours.
Yeah, I mean, if the flats combat was any indication, yeah.
Every room is gonna take like an entire day.
We may as well just sleep overnight in one of these crusty beds.
I think, to be honest, that would be perfect.
Probably the best.
Can I get a hero point count? How many do you guys have?
Uno.
I have one.
Tyler.
Zero.
Miles.
Two.
You all get another hero point.
Yay.
Unless you have three maximum.
This story is to be continued on the next episode of Cosmic Crit. You've been listening to the Cosmic Crit podcast. The Starfinder role-playing game and its adventure paths are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder and Starfinder images are property of Paizo and used with permission.